the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Ya man bada'a khalqi wa dhikri wa tarbiyati wa birri wa taghdiyati habni libtida'i karamak wa salifi birrika bi ya ilahi wa sayyidi wa rabbi أتراك معذبي بنارك بعد توحيدك وبعد من طوى علي قلبي من معرفتك ولهج به لساني من ذكرك واعتقده ضميري من حبك وبعد صدق اعترافي ودعائي
Dear listeners, we were discussing this excerpt of the Divine Kumail supplication. Ya ilahi wa sayyidi wa rabbi, aturaka mu'adhibi binarika ba'da tawhidik. My Allah, my Master, my Lord, can you be seen tormenting me with your own fire after I have professed to your oneness? Wa ba'da man tawa alayhi qalbi min ma'rifatik. After your recognition my heart has embraced, wa lahija bihi lisani min dhikrik. After the remembrance of you, my tongue has constantly mentioned. We discussed a couple of programs over the concept of monotheism and the importance of oneness. And in the previous episode, we started discussing the concept of true cognition and ma'rifah of the Almighty Allah. We said that this knowledge of Allah is one of the most significant requisites for the acceptance of the prayers of the servants. And it has been reflected in our traditions that sometimes it is because of our lack of knowledge of the Almighty Allah that we are not answered when we supplicate. Now, part of true recognition and ma'rifah is that a supplicant should know that Allah is near to him, nearer than any other thing. And he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is aware of what his soul tempts him to, and that he is nearer to him than his jugular vein. And that he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who intervenes between him and his self. That is why he, the exalted, says,
وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ.
When my servants ask you about me, tell them that I am indeed nearmost. Or elsewhere in the Holy Quran we read,
وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ.
We are nearer to him than his jugular vein.
Oh my God, my Master, my Lord, and my Nourisher, will you see me punished with the fire kindled by you, despite my belief in your unity, and despite the fact that my heart has been filled with knowledge of you, and when my tongue has repeatedly praised you, and my conscience has acknowledged your love, and despite my sincere confessions and my humble begging submissively made to your divinity? No, indeed you are far too kind and generous to destroy one you nourished and supported. or to drive away from yourself one you have kept under your protection.
Thank you, Allah, God, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So this is a part of recognition. The servant needs to know that Allah is everywhere and he is nearer to him than anything and anyone. The Holy Quran says, know that Allah intervenes between a man and his heart. In this regard, let us have a look at the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam in one supplication. He alayhi salam says, I seek your proximity through your embracing mercy, which has embraced all things. My Lord, indeed you see my position, and you are aware of what is in my conscience. You know my innermost secret, and nothing of my affairs is hidden from you. You are closer to me than my jugular vein. Also, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in his supplication for the day of Friday, says, there is no God but Allah who answers the one who invokes him, even with the lowest of his voice, who hears the one who whispers to him from the innermost of his heart, who is most kind toward him, who entertains his hope in him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remove his distress, who is near to him who calls on him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to relieve him of his hardships and grief. In one of his sermons, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, he has taken precedence in highness such that nothing is higher than him. He is so near that nothing is nearer than him. Neither has his highness distanced him from any of his creatures, nor has his nearness put them on the same level with him. And this could be what this part of the Kumail supplication is trying to tell us. If you want your prayers to be accepted, if you want your sins to be forgiven, if you want the Almighty Allah to forgive you in hereafter, you need to recognize him first completely. You need to have true recognition of him. وَبَعْدَ مَنْ طَوَى عَلَيْهِ قَلْبِي مِنْ مَعْرِفَتِكَ. My heart has embraced your cognition. This cognition must be so deep that the heart of the servant is feeling the nearness and the presence of the Almighty Allah everywhere, in every aspect of the life. And it is only then that the Almighty Allah says, whenever you call me and ask from me, I am there to listen to you. This is the importance of heart in the path of the wayfarer. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is also narrated to have said, when you pray to Allah, turn to him with your heart and think as if your need were at the door. Dear listeners, we will continue our discussion about this part, an excerpt of the Kumail supplication later on, specifically about another aspect of true recognition of the Almighty Allah, which is entertaining a good opinion of him, or husnu dhanni billah. Thank you for staying with us in this episode of the program, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To be close, close to you through